This is the Poetry Magazine podcast for the week of May 15, 2017. I'm Don Scher, editor of Poetry Magazine.
I'm Christina Pugh, the consulting editor for the magazine.
And I'm Lindsay Garbutt, assistant editor for the magazine. On the Poetry Magazine podcast, we listen to a poem in the current issue.
Terence Hayes selected a manuscript by Sam Sachs as one of the winners of the 2016 National Poetry Series. The winners got a cash prize in publication by one of the participating presses. Sam Sachs's book, Madness, is coming out this fall.
One of the poems in Madness, and also in our May issue, is called On Alcohol. It's from a series of essay poems that are written in fragments. In this reading of the poem, Sachs snaps his fingers between each section.
He was recorded by a colleague at an artist retreat far from the nearest recording studio. Here's Sam Sachs reading On Alcohol.
My first drink was in my mother. My next, my bris. Doctor spread red wine across my lips. Took my foreskin. Every time I drink, I lose something. No one knows the origins of alcohol, though surely an accident before sacrament, agricultural apocrypha, enough grain stored up for it to get weird in the cistern, rot gospel, God water. Brandy was used to treat everything from colds to pneumonia, frostbite to snake bites. TB patients were placed on ethanol drips, tonics and cough medicines spooned into the crying mouths of children. Each Friday in synagogue, a prayer for red. At dinner, the cemetery, the kitchen, spirits. How many times have I woke strange in an unfamiliar bed? My head, Neolithic. My grandfather died with a bottle in one hand and flowers in the other. He called his drink his medicine. He called his woman. She locked the door. I can only half blame alcohol for my overdose. The other half is my own hand that poured the codeine, that lifted the red plastic again and again. And I'm trying to understand pleasure. It comes back in flashes. Every jean button thumbed open to reveal a different man. Every slurred and furious permission. I was sober a year before. Died. Every time I drink, I lose someone. If you look close at the process of fermentation, you'll see tiny animals destroying the living body until it's transformed into something more volatile. The wino outside the liquor store mistakes me for his son.
The discontinuity of this poem really strikes me, that he emphasizes by his snaps in between the sections. And it's almost as if alcohol and its origins and its implications are being discovered anew with a different lens in each section. Of course, they're connected. You know, is this kind of an investigation in a way into perhaps Speaker's overdose and, you know, his life as being really drenched in alcohol, and a culture, you know, religious and otherwise drenched in alcohol. Part of what's compelling here is the insistence on separating all of these experiences or thoughts about what alcohol is, what it does, all of its permutations, characters in a way.
Yeah, I think fragmentation makes a lot of sense here when it's a poem that's about loss in a lot of ways. There's, as he says early on, the very second time he had alcohol was when the doctor took his foreskin. So like that's one loss right at the very beginning. And his next section says, every time I drink, and then there's a little gap in the line, I lose something. So there's all these spaces throughout the poem where you feel like there's a loss somewhere in there or there's a gap in addition to the fragmentation between stanzas. But I think what was really interesting to me in the poem is the way that all these fragments trace a sort of lineage of drinking, not only with his grandfather, but also with just the way he came to interact with alcohol, but also the sort of history of alcohol in general, how it's made, how fermentation occurs, its history in religion, in medicine, and all these different fields that come together in his own personal experience through this poem.
Of course, poetry and alcohol have a sort of legendary and enduring relationship. Usually it's quite tragic for poets and not always so good for the poetry. So what I admired about this was it's incredibly lucid, and it rightfully views alcohol as something that involves a process. And the way he writes about it doesn't involve melodrama or self-pity or other things to which one might be prone when one is on this particular subject. So as Christina was saying, this sort of incremental insights really accumulate in an unusual way for a poem. In other words, I was interested too that he was snapping his fingers during those breaks. They're bullet points in the printed text. Usually people don't indicate things like that and in that way. But the snap, I mean, that has many connotations, especially in poetry as it's performed today. But the sort of snap itself contains a lot of snap judgment, or, you know, sort of an aha moment one after the other. And something that's very powerful for me is the repetition of that line, Lindsay, you were talking about, every time I drink, I lose someone. I mean, it's there twice, and it could be part of an unending series, as in fact the whole poem could be. But where it actually leaves off is when it says the wino outside the liquor store mistakes me for his son. And you realize the lineage of this sort of affliction and the misunderstandings relating to it are very powerful, but the economy of this poem is most striking.
I think what you're saying about how there's no self-pity here is really important. It's not as if the speaker is blaming either the family or the religious culture that he was exposed to. It's like this sort of given to us almost as a geography of drinking that he was introduced to from being in utero. it's a way of being in the world. And for myself as a non-drinker, I can kind of identify with this, right? The idea that alcohol and drinking is really everywhere. This notion of newness, too, I think that's the other thing I was kind of trying to get my mind around with the snapping and the divisiveness. It's almost like every time you take a drink, right, it seems new. And, for example, the critic Michael Kloon has written about that and how that plays a role in addiction, this idea of, you know, this experience that you think you're going to have perpetual newness. Mm-hmm. And so the separation really almost forces you in the snap to begin again. Mm-hmm. And that interested me as well.
Well, also the process of fermentation as a destructive process. That's fascinating to me. You know, you'll see tiny animals destroying the living body until it's transformed into something more volatile. And I like that sort of ambivalence about there, a sort of a sureness of touch there. It's not quite an indictment. I mean, it is an indictment, but it leaves room for something. Of course, in poetry, we know from, say, Ovid or everyone else down the line that transformations can be vivid, and usually we think they're good things, you know, that a transformation is what we aim for. But at the same time, a transformation means you don't always know what you're going to turn into. And that volatility, it's so apt and it's so accurate. I guess I never really thought about it before till I hit that part of the poem, until it's transformed into something more volatile. The idea that drinking increases volatility as we transform, you know, that sense of the newness, you know, you're turning into something over and over again.
Right. It's,
I mean, the accuracy of this, it gives you pause, that's for sure. You can read On Alcohol by Sam Sachs in the May 2017 issue of Poetry Magazine or online at poetrymagazine.org.
You've been listening to the weekly version of the Poetry Magazine podcast. We'll have another episode for you next week, or you can get them all at once in the regular Poetry Magazine podcast, which is posted on SoundCloud.
Let us know what you thought of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org.
The Poetry Magazine podcast is recorded by Ed Herman and produced by Curtis Fox.
The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. I'm Lindsay Garbett.
I'm Christina Pugh.
And I'm Don Scher. Thanks for listening.